Let's turn to number 71 in our white book. Let's continue the thought from last night for a little while. Why should he love me so? Praise God. Number 71 in the white.
Love sent my Savior to die by instead. Why should he love me so? Meekly to Calvary's cross he was led. Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so?
We praise you for your love today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, love of God, how rich and drain the ocean dry.
shall forevermore endure, a saint's and angel's song.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we pray you'll shower the camp with your love today. Let the presence, the loving presence of Jesus, permeate these grounds. Lord, not just a feeling, but you're working, Lord. Jesus himself working everywhere, in every heart, in every life. Lord, in meeting, out of meeting, Jesus, when we're sleeping at night, we know that you're at work in us, Lord. We pray that your word, as it goes forth in these days, will take root in our hearts and bring forth the fruit that you desire, that glorifies our Father in heaven. Lord, again, we acknowledge that you are among us, and Lord, we acknowledge our need of your anointing. We need you to come and work as only you can work. Lord, you alone know the needs in the lives of those here on the campgrounds. You alone know what lies before us and what things we will encounter in the days ahead. And Lord, in your great mercy and your goodness, we pray that you'll minister accordingly, Lord. Jesus, be glorified today in everything that's said and done in every way. We ask that you will be honored, you will be glorified, you will be satisfied with what you're able to accomplish. Let there be faith in each of our hearts, Lord. Give us faith for what you want to accomplish today. We ask it in your precious name, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, we talk a lot about the presence of Jesus here at camp, and we don't want to give the impression that it's just a feeling that we're seeking, because the presence of Jesus is the presence of Jesus, right? Another profound statement. But it's the presence of Jesus is Jesus by the person of the Holy Spirit, and when we're in his presence, he is there to work in us. And I'm so glad for that. You know, no preacher can touch upon every need that is represented in the congregation, but Jesus knows every need. And we don't look to the preacher to meet our needs. We look to him. And often, God will touch you. He'll speak to you sometimes in ways that the preacher never even mentions. He might be talking about something totally different, and then here God is meeting your need and giving you the help that you so desire of him. And so I'm so glad for that. My friend was telling me that God has been doing some wonderful things in his church, and he said, you know, it just seems as though the Spirit of God just comes down in the middle of a meeting, and people recognize it. These last number of Sundays, it's been so unusual, and God just comes and visits us in a special way, and then people stand and worship. Some come to the altar, and they just have a wonderful time with the Lord. And he said, you know, in our church, we have been praying for healing. And he said, God has given us some very definite healings. People have had tumors removed. And he said, the most wonderful thing about it is not that God uses me to pray for them, but just while they're in the meeting worshiping God, Jesus touches them. He said, I prefer it that way, that just Jesus does it. Yes, he looks for faith, and we in some way contribute by creating an atmosphere where we recognize him. But he said, Jesus, just all by himself, people just suddenly realize they've been touched and they stand up and testify. God met me. God filled me. God healed me. Praise God. And oh, that's the way God likes to work. Jesus himself. And that's the best way. And God uses his vessels too. He uses you. He uses me, I trust. And we want to be at his disposal. You know, he has a right to work any way he wants to. And because we belong to him, he has a right to use us any way, any time that he desires to. And so we just, and at the start of every meeting, we just offer ourselves to him. We say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to love you by your grace. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to give myself to you. If you want to use me in any way, I pray that you will make that known and help me to respond and just say my piece or do my part. And And if you just want me to praise you and be in faith, then that's okay too. That's God using me also. Praise God. And so that's how we like to do things at camp, or that's the way the Lord has led us to do things. And at home, we try the same. But there's something special about camp because people come here to meet God. They really, that's why we're here. And we lay aside so many distractions that we have at home. And we have such opportunity to just keep our eyes on Jesus all day long. And that makes a difference. It makes a difference in the meetings. It makes a difference in your own heart, my heart. Praise God. And so let's do that this morning. Before we take time to look into God's Word, let's just continue to worship Him. Maybe you have a testimony that you want to share, some word, some prayer. Well, whatever it may be, let's just do everything to the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. So I'll get out of the way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And comes to stay.
in our white book. Let's sing that also. When Jesus comes. Praise God. That's number 110. 110. Praise God. Oh, yeah, let's start with the first verse. Here we go.
One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee.
Healing today, Lord, here. Jesus, you know our needs. You know our physical needs. Lord, we look to Calvary this morning. We heard Calvary's stream is flowing. Oh, Jesus, we thank you that that life-giving stream is here. You yourself, Lord, we pray that you'll lay your hand upon our heads. We pray that your life will be our portion, Lord. That resurrection life, that which raised you from the dead, dwells in us. And Lord, you promise that
He would bring life to us, quickening to our bodies. And Jesus, so we just present ourselves to you again today. We know that you are here. Anything can happen. And Lord, we believe that even today, that healing that we've been praying for can break through and manifest itself in our lives. And so, Lord, we just want to open ourselves up to you and believe you, to glorify yourself as healer. Show us what you can do that no one else can do, Lord, that you may get all the glory for it. We praise you in your precious name. We ask these things. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thy blood was shed to cleanse from sin, Lord Jesus. Thy risen life transforms the old to new. I take my stand upon thy word of promise. Sin shall not have dominion over you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that glory comes to man. Oh, the mighty love that God is fair. And Calvary, mercy there was great and grace was free.
I guess that's one of the most wonderful promises in the Bible. Sin shall not have dominion over you. We read that in Romans chapter 6. You don't have to be under the control of the world, the flesh, and the devil anymore. In light of what Jesus accomplished for us on Calvary, I have been crucified with Christ. My old life under the dominion of sin has been judged and put to death. And I don't have to live that way anymore. Oh, we can choose to if we want to, or until we learn this wonderful truth. But God has done everything necessary to set us free from the flesh, from sin in our lives. And To come out of sin, we have to acknowledge that. I don't have to live that way anymore. In Christ Jesus, I'm a new creature. My old life has passed away. New life has begun. And now I want to yield my members as instruments of righteousness unto holiness. I want to lay hold of that which Christ purchased for me. I want to let Him live out His life in me now. And so we learn to do that. We learn to turn away from the flesh and say no to the flesh and say yes to the Spirit and yield ourselves to the Spirit and believe God to cause the power of the Holy Ghost to cause the life of Jesus to reign in our hearts and lives. Praise God. If you don't believe that it's possible, then you're sunk already. You know, God wants us to believe, first of all. Believe what His Word says, no matter what we're experiencing, no matter what things appear to be, naturally speaking. If His Word says it, then that's the truth. And now I'm going to believe God to bring me into that truth and cause me to experience it in my life. And so, these truths in the Bible are guiding lights to point us to Jesus and all that He is to us and all that He's purchased for us. And how often I have claimed that when I felt that temptation was too much for me, when I see things in my life that aren't glorifying to God, I have to remind myself, I don't have to live this way. Jesus can make all the difference. And He has done everything necessary to bring me out of this and to bring me into a new life. And so I thank Him for His victory, and just by acknowledging it and thanking Him and getting my eyes off of myself and my failures and getting my eyes on Jesus and His victory, it does something to bring me further along and to bring me deeper into His holy, holy call, holy life. Praise God. So the Lord wants you to know today that sin does not have to have dominion over you. Oh, no matter what you've been struggling with, Jesus, He's the deliverer. He's the Savior. And let's trust Him. Let's trust Him to bring us into that holy life. Hallelujah. Life of communion. Life of victory in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's one. Come to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Lord, when circumstances are overwhelming, we need help, Jesus. We need your sight of you. We need to touch. Lord, we don't understand why things happen, but that's not the point. The point is, where do we go from here? How do we touch God? How does He bring us to where He wants us to be? We believe, Lord, that you're bringing her into the place that you want her to be, Lord. That all these things that have happened are just pushing her to Jesus, to his feet, to cry out to him. And Lord, as she opens her heart to you and as you open her heart, we pray that your spirit will flow into every area, Lord, and that you will take charge and that you will take your seat upon the throne of her heart and command that that your will be done in her. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. You are our hope of glory. We thank you, Lord, that we never get so far or fall so deeply away that you can't come and rescue us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your great love for her and that you've kept a desire, a cry burning in her heart. And we know you're going to answer that cry. You put it there and you're going to answer it, Jesus. You don't tease us. You don't put desires in our hearts and then leave us empty. But Lord, you use that to draw us into your fullness. Oh God, and all the time that she's serving you here, Lord, we pray every meeting, every day, you'll build upon that which you have done the day before. And Lord, that everything you want to accomplish in her at this time, that you'll do it. Lord, Jesus, we know there'll be a continual working of your spirit as they go back home. And there too, we pray that you'll go before them. And the Lord, prepare the way so that they can continue to grow in God and walk with God and enter into the fullness of the blessing of Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We all feel like that sometimes, don't we? And we ought to have an atmosphere here in camp and in these meetings where people can open up like that. And that they know that people will love them and people will understand and people will get behind them. And so I know it touched all of our hearts. Praise God, and we're going to continue to pray. You know, when needs are made known, then we know how to pray. And that's what we need to do, not talk about it, but pray about it. Praise God. And so thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe there are others yet that would like to say something before I get up again.
Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have to wait a little while before people become sensitive to what the Holy Spirit wants them to do. We're in no rush. It's not the last meeting we're going to be in, believe me. We have plenty of time to be in God's presence. Okay, here he comes. What can I say? Am I playing the guitar?
Yeah.
Okay. This is my wife, if you don't know. I don't just let anyone boss me around.
We need to find a good key for this.
Okay.
Love of Jesus, all divine. Fill this longing heart of mine, ceaseless struggling after life, weary with the endless strife. Savior Jesus, lend thine aid, lift thou up my fainting head, lead me to my long sought rest, pillowed on thy loving breast. Lead me to my long sought rest, pillowed on thy loving breast. Thou alone my trust shall be, thou alone can comfort me. Only Jesus, let thy grace be my shield and hiding place. Let me know thy saving power in temptation's fiercest hour. Then, my Savior, at thy side, let me evermore abide. Then, my Savior, at thy side, let me evermore abide. Thou hast wrought this fine desire, kindle here this sacred fire. weaned my heart from all below. Thee and thee alone to know. Thou who hast inspired the cry, only thou can satisfy. Love of Jesus, all divine, fill this longing heart of mine. Love of Jesus, all divine, fill this longing heart of mine.
Lord Jesus, you are here. You are here for Mary. And her case is not beyond you. You died for her. You love her. Even if she can't experience that fully now, it's still a fact. And we pray in Jesus' name for an impartation of your love and your grace into her life.
Yes.
We pray, Lord Jesus, that by the power of your Spirit, you will meet her right now.
Please.
And touch her right now.
You're here.
And begin that change.
Yes, Lord.
That is going to take place in her life. We pray that you'll begin at this moment. This is your moment, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mary, I feel here's what the Lord wants to say to you. You cannot understand and know all the answers to what you're going through now. It is not possible. And as long as you try to do that, it will be an obstacle to you. But there's one thing I want you to understand and get deeply into your heart. I, the Lord, am on your side. I am with you through all this. I am not your adversary. I am your lover. And I want you to see me like that, even though you can't understand everything. It is not a time for you to understand everything. You will later, but you cannot now. And so I want you not to make that an obstacle between us. I want you to take me as your lover, as your king, as your guide, as someone who is on your side and will see you through this. It may not be easy at times, but it will be wonderful if you continue with me. It can be wonderful, even in suffering, it can be wonderful. Because I am with you, I the Lord am with you, I am on your side. And I want you to know that and take that into your heart very deeply. And if you do, you will see your way through this well. And I will meet you and I will bring you through because I love you and I have not forsaken you.
Fact.
My heaven on earth.
Jesus whispers of his love in fellowship.
Before I forget, that this is Wednesday, and usually we have a time of waiting on God after meeting for those that would like to stay. So this room will be open until lunch or close to lunchtime, and we'll just continue to wait on God. Some may want to pray. Others may want to just wait silently and deal with God about things we've been hearing and things that God's dealing with us about. And if you can't stay the whole time, just stay for as long as you want. Go out and come back in later if you so choose. But it's not mandatory, but it's an opportunity we have. And so please, after meeting, exit so that those that want to stay can continue to seek God without interruption. Okay? Let's sing that last verse.
I know his shelter.